Okay, today's daf is Zvachim daf Nun Vav. We are two blad away from finishing Ezev Mekoman. We left off on daf Nun Hey Amud Beis. We were discussing yesterday the din. We said it like three different times on the daf of the halacha that shlamim that you shecht before they open up the dvasos hahechal or pasul, because it says v'shachtu pesach al moed, that it has to be pesach al moed means that it actually has to be open. So the Gemara was discussing what's considered open. So we said if it's closed and it's not locked, that's certainly the same as being locked. Then the Gemara said, Vilon Mai, what would be the din if you had a curtain hanging? Is that considered open or is that considered closed? So we said that's considered open. That's just Tznius Abialma that they hang a curtain, but it's not considered a closed door. So the Gemara had asked, Gova Mai, what about you have a pile of something piled up high? Is that considered to be a blockage of the doorway? So the Gemara had said, if you look at Rashi, Gova Kagon Tel O Eitz Mutal Kenegad HaPesach Mafsik Bein Pesach L'Shchita VaPesach Pasuach. So you have something, you have some sort of pile in between the open door and the Shchita. Is that considered that the door is open or not? So the Gemara brought a Raya. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda said that the Shnei Pishpash Noi Beis HaChalifos the Govan Shmona Kedei LaHachshir Sazara Kula LaChil Skachim L'Shchita Skachim Kalim. They had a Gova of 8 in order to be machshir the entire azara for the whole rest of the azara that's not directly in front of the Ol Moed through the original Pesach of the azara, and we're off to the sides of the original Pesach of the azara. So these doorways allowed the rest of the azara to be considered in front of the Pesach, because these were the doorways as well. So don't you see that they had Gova Shmona? Doesn't that mean that they had these 8 amma high piles in front of them, and you still see it's considered to be open, even though there were these 8 amma piles of something in front of them? So the Gemara says, no, what are you talking about? There's no piles in front of them. It means that these doorways themselves were 8 ammas high, and therefore those parts of the Azara that were corresponding to these doorways were considered to be Lefnei Pesach Ol Moed, they're considered to be in front of a Pesach. So it says Gemara Meisvei, Kol Hashem Shoyu Govan Esrim Amma V'Rochun Esrim Amma. So but didn't we say that all the gates are 20 ammas high and 10 ammas wide? So how could all the doorways, so how can you say that these doorways were only 8 amos? So Pishpish and Shiny, these were only the small doorways, and they were not used as major entrances and exits of the Azara. They were just there to create a sense of a doorway, and that is Machshir, the Azara for Shchita. So Fractal Gemara, this is where we left off, 7-8 lines from the bottom, Vaha'ikat Stadin. What about the areas off to the sides of the Ulam? They're not, they don't correspond to any of the doorways. So Dema'ilu Karen Zavis. Now the Pishpishin, these small doorways were set at an angle, and since they were set at an angle, it included the sides as well, the sides of the Ulam. If you look at the diagram, it makes it somewhat clear, I guess. You see the length of the Ulam is, the width of the Ulam in the picture is wider than the width of the Heichal, so the Pishpishin are off in the corners over there to makshir the entire Ulam, across the entire width of the Ulam. So Sfrekta Gemara, Chore Beis HaKaporas Mai. What about behind the Beis HaKaporos, meaning behind the Kodesh HaKadoshim? If you look at the diagram again that's drawn on the page, it has at the top of the diagram on the western side, Yud Aleph Amma Achorei Azara, right? The 11 Amos. So what about that area behind the Kaporos? What's the din? So it's not directly corresponding to any opening. So Tashma Damarami Bar Rav Yehuda Amarav Lul Kata Haya Achorei Beis HaKaporos Gavoh Shmona Amos K'dei Lahach that there actually was like a little opening over there in order that it should be considered keneged a Pesach, and therefore you were able to do the shechita of kachim kalim or the achila of kachik kachim throughout the entire area. That's what the pasuk says. Leparbar, that's the lashon of the pasuk. So my leparbar, what does leparbar mean? Amar Rabbi Arshila, commander Amar. Klape bar, as if to say it's toward the outside. If you look at Rashi, second line from the bottom, Kemad Yamar Klape Levar Karsinan Klape Chutz Achori Kol Kolse Heichel V'Kodesh HaKadoshim, right toward the outside behind the Heichel and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That area is also included. Fine, says the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel Ein Chayavin Mishum Tuma Ela Al Orach Meo Shmonim V'Sheva Al Rochav Meo V'Shloshim V'Chamesh. One is only Chayiv for Tuma if a person walks in Tamei to the Harabayas, he's not going to be chayv unless he walks into the airspace of the Azara. And that length, that area, was 187 amos long by 135 amos wide. That's how it's said in Maseches Midos. If you look at Rashi at the top, second line, Lemu'ute anichnas lishchos habnuyos, as opposed to if you go into those chambers that are built outside of that area but are opened up into it. They don't have the Kedusha Sazara, Bishari Mincha, Bishir Shabagam, Burim Vitubim, Shemekachim Ben Azara, Ubalicha Savak, Darmin Bishruz. However, the Azara became Kadosh, those areas did not have that same Kedusha. So that's the area that includes the Azara. Tani Tana Kamed Rav Nachman. Kala Azara Haisa Kufpe Zayin al Rochav Kuf Lamed Hay. And that's what was taught, that it's 187 by 135. Amr Lei. Hachi Amr Li. So they said this in front of Nachman. Nachman said, you know, my father said, Kigon Ze Kohanim Nichnasim L'Sham V'Ochlin Sham Kache Kachim, that area, since it's considered the Azara, Kohanim are allowed to eat Kache Kachim within that entire area. V'Shochtin Sham Kachim Kalim, and that's the entire area that you can Shecht Kachim Kalim, meaning what he's basically going through is what seems to be all of the halachos of Azara. So we learned in the Mishnayos in this parak that for Achilas Kache Kachim you need the Azara, Lefnim and Aklayim, the Azara, different Lashonos that the Mishnah have used. For Shechitas Kachim Kalim, you need the Azara, the Chayav and Mishum Tumah, and your Chayav Mishum Tumah in that area as well. So the Mu'ute Mai, what halach is he trying to exclude? Why give such a list? Just say it has a din of the Azara. An area of 187 by 135 has a din of the Azara, period. Why do you have to give such a list? What are we trying to exclude? If you're going to tell me that we're coming to exclude the chalonos, the doors, and the width of the wall, the thickness of the wall, if you look at Rashi, chalonos ove chalala chalonos, the thickness of the space of the windows, shebechomas hazara, that were in the walls of the azara, saviv mi b'fnim, vove achoma berosha lemala, and also the width of the wall on top, that if you're standing on top of the wall, you have to think of the wall as like the kotel, you know, thick, big stones, where you could, it's not just a paper thin wall, where you could theoretically be standing on top of the wall. So if you try and tell me that the thickness of the wall is excluded, hachalonos v've'achama Tanina, we already learned hachalonos v've'achama kilifrim, that the chalonos and the width of the wall are considered to be like the inside. So why would you say that it's coming to exclude those areas? Adraba, it should be including those areas because those areas are considered part of the inside. The ella lemuute lishkos. It must be that it's coming to exclude the special chambers that were built off of the azara. So the ibrunis b'chol psuchas l'sugmar is going to say, well, wait a second, which lishkos? The ibrunis b'chol psuchas l'kodesh. If we're talking about those lishkos that were built in the chol side, but were opened up into the kodesh, vatnan tochan kodesh. But we already learned in the Mishnah that it's considered to be kodesh. We already learned earlier that it's good that you're chayiv mishum tuma in those areas. That it's tochan kodesh. That if you go into those areas when you're tamei, it's considered to be in the azara when you're tamei. That it's considered kodesh. So it can't be excluding those areas. Those areas are apparently included in the halach of the azara. So says Gemara Chiddush midrabanan. Yes, we said that you can't go in there when you're tamei. That's only midrabanan. Rashi says midrabanan mitzvas chachamim shlo yikantzu len betuma. Avol kares v'karban leka. You're not going to be chayv kares. There's no chayv karban for going into those areas when you're tamei. It's only a din midrabanan. So fact the Gemara uda oraisa lo. Really, only a din d'rabbanan, not a din d'oraisa. Vatanya, Braisa says lishchos b'nuyos kichol, b'chol rather. If you have lishchos that are built on the chol side, upsuchos the kodesh and the open up it in the kodesh, exactly what we're talking about. So again, we just suggested that it's only kodesh midrabbanan mid'oraisa. It's not kodesh, but says the Braisa, minayin shakwanim nichnasim l'sham va'ochlin sham kadshe kadshim shiari mincha. How do I know the Kohanim could go in there and they can eat the kachekachin there? If it's only din d'rabbanan, the rabbanan are mekil on a din d'oraisa. No, the rabbanan would be machmir and tell me, okay, don't go in there when you're tamei, even though technically mekra din midoraisa, you're allowed to go in there when you're tamei. But here you have the rabbanan telling me, you can eat kachay kachim there. How could you eat kachay kachim there? Tamil lomar b'chatzol moidi ochlua, hatar ribsa chatzeros arbe, etzal achilachas. So the b'raisa darshan is from a pasuk there, yeah, you can eat kachay kachim there. Don't you see, therefore, that it has kedusha, mida oraisa, and not only mida rabbanan? So Rava lachi l'shayni. Rava says that's only for eating, meaning unbelievable. Mida oraisa, it has a quasi status. It has a din of kodesh for certain halachas and a din of chol for other halachas. Legabe tuma, it has a din of chol mida oraisa. When it comes to achilas kachay kachim, it has a din of kodesh mida oraisa. That's the din mida oraisa. Now you could certainly understand if that is the din mida oraisa, why the rabbanon would make a takana that for tuma would be considered kodesh as well. Because if it's considered kodesh in regards to achila, so it's very easy for people to get confused. You could certainly understand why there would be a din rabbanon of that nature. But frekli gemara avul inyan tuma lo, is there no din of kodesh? Do they not have a din of the Azara in regards to Tuma, Mida Oraisa, Vatanya, but we have a Braisa, Lishkos Habnuyos L'chol, Upsuchos L'kodesh, if you have the Lishkos that are built on the Chol side, but they're opened up into the Kodesh, Kohanim Nechnasim L'sham, Va'ochlin Sham Kachay Kachim, Kohanim can go and eat Kachay Kachim there, which, as we said, that's the Din Oraisa that we never disagreed with, Ve'ein Shochtim Sham Kachay Kalim, you can't Shecht Kachim Kalim there, so we see it doesn't have a full Din of the Azara, at least in regards to Shechita, but the Chayavin Mishum Tuma. You're Chayav Mishum Tuma in those areas. Now the word Chayav means Chayav Midaraisa, right? It should say, if it was only a Drabanan, that you don't go in there Mishum Tuma, it should say Va'asar Mishum Tuma, that you're not allowed to go in there Mishum Tuma. Chayav means Chayav Midaraisa, right? When we say sometimes the word Pater means Pater Avlasar Midarabanan, but Chayav always means Daraisa. So says Gemara, Lav Amrit Ein Shochtin. Well, you know, after all, he used the term ein shochtin, that you shouldn't shecht there. So, to me, which is an odd terminology, which implies that, meaning, not just an odd terminology, ein shochtin sounds like it's only derabanan kedusha. If it were daraisa kedusha, then you should be allowed to shecht there, first of all, right? The fact that ein shochtin shows you that it's not really so kadosh. If it was kadosh, you'd be allowed to shecht the kachim kalim there. Why are you not allowed to shecht the kachim kalim there? Must be that it doesn't really have real kedusha. So you see already in that brisa that we're bringing as a proof that it's definitely kodesh, because it says chayavin alav mishum tuma, that in that brisa it has a halacha that shows you that it's not really kodesh, because it says ein shochtin. So just like it says ein shochtin, tininami ein chayavin, you got to change the words and you have to make it say ein chayavin, that you're not chayav mishum kodesh. That really what we're saying is correct, that mida oraisa, it does not have a din of kedusha vis-a-vis tuma, and therefore you would not be chayav for going into these lishkos bituma midoraisa. It's only midrabanan that they make it usher to enter these areas bituma. It's only a din midrabanan in regards to achilas kachay kachim seinachinami. Then it does have a din of the azara midoraisa. But in regards to tuma, it's only a din midrabanan that it has a din of the azara midoraisa. Does not have a din of the azara. So frak the gemara bishlama ein shochtin bein kenegad pesach v'leka. No, wait a second. It might have a full din of Kedusha, and still Ein Shochtin makes sense, that you can't shecht Kachim Kalim there, because we just discussed, Kachim Kalim can only be shechted Keneged HaPesach. Now, these were little chambers that were off to the side, they weren't always Keneged HaPesach. So that's why Ein Shochtin, nothing to do with the relative Kedusha of the place, no, it's just that it was not Keneged HaPesach. Ela ein chayavin amai. But why should there be a din of ein chayavin? Why would we say that you're not chayav for these areas? Why wouldn't they have kedusha? So frak the Gemara, and Ein Shochtin makes so much sense. Ul Tamech Ein Shochtin Milo Askinan Deika Shchita Keneged HaPesach. So when you say Ein Shochtin, what is it impossible that any of these lishkos are Keneged HaPesach? Why would it always? Why give a blanket statement that it's Ein Shochtin? If we're talking about lishkos that are not Keneged HaPesach, then why do you even need to tell me that you're not allowed to shecht in these areas? It has nothing to do with being a lishka. It's stamadin that you're not allowed to shecht. Ella Keneged HaPesach. You're not allowed to shecht anywhere but Keneged HaPesach. So what you see is the Bryce is clearly trying to tell me not that it's the problem with the Shechita is that it's not Keneged HaPesach. The problem with Shechting these Lishkos is that they don't have full Kedusha. So if they don't have full Kedusha, then Tani Nami Ein Chayavin. Then we could certainly say in that Brysa that you're not Chayiv for entering those areas with Tumah because they don't have full Kedusha. And we're comfortable altering the words of the Brysa, meaning there is a Hechrech to alter the words of the Brysa and say Ein Chayavin. What we wanted to suggest is maybe Ein Shochtin had nothing to do with the Kedusha, and therefore there's no Hechrech to change Chayavin to Ein Chayavin, because maybe the Lishka have full Kedusha. So now he said, no, clearly we're talking about Lishkos that are Keneged HaPesach, and the only reason Ein Shochtin in those Lishkos is because it does not have full Kedusha. Once it does not have full Kedusha, we're perfectly comfortable saying Ein Chayavin as well, that you're not Chayav Mishum Tuma in those areas. We'll get to the two dots and we'll talk about some things. Ula Achila lo b'inan Keneged HaPesach. And in regards to Achila, for the sake of Achila, do you not need Keneged HaPesach? Meaning we said, I understand very well, we said in passing almost, I understand very well why it says Ein Shochtin. Maybe Ein Shochtin, we suggested, is not about the Kedusha of the place. Maybe Ein Shochtin is because these Lishkos are not Keneged HaPesach and you need the Shechita Keneged HaPesach. But why wouldn't you be allowed to when it comes to eating there, right, we said then it has full status of Kedusha. That seems to assume that even those Lishkos that are not Keneged HaPesach, and therefore we're not kosher for Shechitas Kachim Kalim, are kosher for Achilas Kachay Kachim. That Kachay Kachim does not require Keneged HaPesach, that it's only a din in Shechitas Kachim Kalim. So ask the Gemara, is that true? Ula Achila lo be'inan Keneged HaPesach. For eating Kachay Kachim, does it not need to be Keneged HaPesach? Va'atani Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shnei Pishpishin Hayu Bebeis HaChalifos Govan Shmona, what were these two doorways there for? To be machshir the Azara, the entire Azara, even those parts that were not directly across from the big doorway, at least they'll be across from these doorways to allow for achilas kachay kachim. So you see that the din of Keneged HaPesach is not only a din in shechting kachim kalim, the din of Keneged HaPesach is required for eating kachay kachim as well. That everything requires Keneged HaPesach. So Amar Ravina, Sami Mikan, Achila. So Ravina says, okay, you need to remove Achila from the list. Doesn't it say that you should cook the basar Pesach Ol Moed, and that's where you should eat it? So you see that there is a din of Keneged HaPesach by Achila as well. So how can you say remove Achila from the list of things that need to be Keneged HaPesach? And says the Gemara, Kachay Sha'ar Shiny, Kachay Sha'ar are different. Rashi explains, Gzeres HaKasav Haysa B'miluim. Aval Kachay, that was Dafka by the Miluim, it was a one-time kind of Avoda, one-time kind of Karban, and yes, over there we required Keneged HaPesach, even for the Achila. Aval Kachay Doros, Israbu Kedam Ratar, Ripsa Chatzeros Harbe, but when it comes to Kachay Doros, we include Chatzeros Harbe, we include the Lishkos as well, in the Achila, even if it's not Keneged HaPesach. So we would always include it, even if it's not Keneged HaPesach. Karen Ora writes that the Lishkos that were Niskadesh, that the Lishkos were Niskadesh, B'Kedushas HaZara, they did have Kedushas HaZara, and therefore you can eat Kachay Kachim in those Lishkos, because they had Kedushas HaZara. However, you cannot Shecht Kachim there, because they're not considered Lifnei Ohel Moed. Kedushas HaZara, yes. Lifnei Ohel Moed, no. And even if they are Mechuvan, Keneged the Pesach Ohel Moed, since they're not in the Azara itself, Memela, they're not called lifnei ohel moed. So the din of the way the Karen Or explains the din that our Gemara just elaborated on, that you're allowed to eat kachay kachim in these lishkos, but you're not allowed to shecht in these lishkos. And our Gemara proved that the problem of shechting is not a problem that it's not corresponding to the Pesach ohel moed, because we're talking about lishkos that are connected Pesach ohel moed. So he explains that yeah, it's not a psul of not being lifnei Pesach ohel, that it's not. Kenegad Pesach Ol Moed, the psul is that it's not considered lifnei Ol Moed, since these are rooms that are built outside of the Azara proper. And the reason you're not chayiv on the Mishum Tumah is by Tumah, the reason you're not going to be chayiv for being in these areas when you're Tameh, Mida Oraisa, that it's only Mida Rabbanan when you go in these areas when you are Tameh, is because by Tumah it says, Kalanogea b'meis b'nefesh ha'adam asher yamus v'lo yischata es mishkan Hashem timei v'nichrusa ha'nefesh ha'hu miYisrael. So the lishkos are not considered in b'chal mishkan Hashem, that the din of tumah is a din in mishkan Hashem. So basically, what the Karen Or is trying to say is as follows. We have three different dinim that we learned about over here. We learned about and they all relate, we always refer to these dinim as dinim that relate to Azara. That the din of the Azara is that you have to shecht the kachim kalim dafka in the Azara. The din of the Azara is that you have to eat kachim kachim dafka in the Azara. And the din of Tumah is that you are not allowed to enter the Azara when you're Tameh. However, says the Karen Or, what we see from our Gemara is that the term Azara might include different areas and different parts for each of these dinim. Because in the Torah, it didn't use the term Azara for any of these dinim. The term Azara is not what determines any of these dinim. When it comes to the din of eating kachay kachim, so then it would have to be lifnei ol moed. And this is not lifnei ol... when it comes to the din of shechting, it would have to be lifnei ol moed. And this is not considered lifnei ol moed. When it comes to kachay kachim, eating kachay kachim, that is a din in the Azara. This is considered Azara. These lishchos are considered kadosh b'kedushas Azara. And when it comes to tumah, to entering there when you're tumah, that's a din in mishkan Hashem. And midor raisa, this doesn't have a din of mishkan Hashem. Only midor rabbanan has a din of mishkan Hashem. So it's just telling us that the term Azara, we throw it around rather easily, but it really means many different things depending on which halacha we are talking about. There are tons of discussions about the exact status of these lishkos. Topics like this are always intriguing, because normally we have things that are black and white. Okay, there's this Kedusha, Eser Kedusha saying, right? You have Kedusha Eretz Yisrael, Kedusha Yerushalayim, and you have very clear defining lines where one Kedusha ends and the other Kedusha begins. But over here you have this gray area. You have these lishkos that are built in the Chol, they're open up into the Kodesh. We give them some dinim of Chal, some dinim of Kodesh. And our Gemara discusses three of those dinim. But there are lots of other dinim the Gemara doesn't discuss. So that's what allowed the Achronim, the Rishonim and the Achronim, to have a good time. For instance, the Achronim have the following Shaila. What about Shchutei Chutz in these Lishchos? If you shecht Kodesh, let's say an animal, let's Kachim Kalim, you bring it into one of these Lishchos and you shecht it there. So it's not the place that you're supposed to shecht it, right? But if you shecht it there, are you Chayv Kares? Is it an Isser of Shchut Echutz, or it's just not the makom of the mitzvah of Shchita? Is it called Shchut Echutz because we just said it has Kedush Sazara? Or do you say that no, that even though it's a Shchita Psula, it's not considered Shchut Echutz? Min Chaschinuch and the Chazanish hold that there's no Chiv Shchut Echutz if you shecht in the Lishchos because they have a din of the Azara, or because you can eat Kachay Kachim there, so they're called Machna Shchina. Whatever reason, however you want to say it, they are not Chutz. They're not the place where you could shecht, but they're not Chutz, so you can't call it Shchut Echutz. The Brisker Rav, however, the Mikdash David thought, no, you are chayv mishum shchut echutz. Shchut echutz is, and that's how Rav Yosef Engel writes in Asfonda Arais as well, that shchut echutz means anywhere outside of the area that you're allowed to shecht. So this is outside of the area that you're allowed to shecht. So that's what the Achronim struggle with this gray area. For instance, another suffix the Achronim raise. Also, Asfonda Arais in Siman Aleph, the very first klal, the very first chapter in Asfonda Arais in Rav Yosef Engel Sefer, is on this topic. Just like there's nisr to shecht chulin ba'azara, there's nisr to shecht chulin, is there an isr to shecht chulin in those lishkos? meaning is that called the azara in regards to the opposite of shechutei chutz? Yeshech chulin inside, is that called inside for shechting chulin inside? Karenar writes based on Tosefta that chulin bazara is only a place. Definition of chulin bazara is a place that's right for shechitas kachim. You can't shecht chulin. And this is not l'maisa roi for shechitas kachin. So therefore, these lishchos is not going to be a violation of chulin bazara. Mikdash David says, what do you mean? This has kedusha sazara. How can you say it's not called chulin bazara? The din of chulin bazara is tali in azara. It's not tali in whether it's okay to shecht kachin there or not. Another chakira in the achronim, the arsameach is mistapik by dam that goes out into the lishkos. Does it have a psul yotzei? Normally it did is if you have dam that goes out of the azara, so then it has a psul yotzei. It can't be used anymore to affect kapara. So does dam that goes into these lishkos have a psul yotzei or not? So he says that you can prove from Tosfos that there is a psul yotzei on these lishkos. Why? What does Tosfos say? Not Tosfos here, Tosfos Mesechus Menachos. The Gemara Menachos writes that blala b'chutz l'chomas azara, that if you mix the flour and the oil of the Kabar Mincha outside of the azara, Rabbi Yochanan says it's possible, Rish Lakish says it's kosher. So Tosfos over there proves from the fact that Rish Lakish says that it's kosher, that Kiddush Klishares is not machshir, that which you were Mekadesh to become possibly yotzei. That the fact is that it won't make it possibly yotzei when you makadish b'klisharis. It's only after you begin the avodas of the mincha that it becomes ready to become possibly yotzei. But the fact that it was put in a klisharis itself doesn't make it eligible to be possibly yotzei. It has to have something, some avoda happen to it, Tosfos writes, in order for it to become eligible to be possibly yotzei. So says the Or Sameach, l'chora, you could have come up with a case where your bola chutz l'chomas azara, where it was not nifsal b'yotzei, where you do the blila outside of the azara, and it didn't have psul yotzei. How does Tosfos know about psul yotzei? We just spoke about all the Gemara spoke about is being bolel outside the azara. Who said anything about a psul yotzei? So that sounds like a ridiculous question. Outside of the azara, by definition, is a psul yotzei, isn't it? So says the Arsamech, well, why don't you just say that we're talking about a case where you're bolel in the lishchos azara? So it doesn't have psul yotzei, but it's not in the azara proper. Why don't we say that we're talking about such a case that you're bolel in the lishchos of b'nuyus b'chol that a psulchos l'kodesh, where it's not a psul yotzei, and nevertheless, it's still going to be considered not a place that's roi la'avoda, and that's why Rish Lakish holds that a mincha that you're bolel over there is kosher. And so from the fact that Tosfos does not assume that way, so you see that Tosfos must hold that it is a psul yotzei even in the lishchos. So that's what the Arsameach proves, that there's a psul yotzei even in the lishchos. One or two others, just chakiras relating to these areas. There is a mitzvah of kibbutz that requires b'makom kadosh ba'azara. The mitzvah of kibbutz is as follows. By a korban chatas, there's a din, a halacha that's nischadesh, that's not knowing by any other korban, and that is that dam that's roi lizrika, if you have dam that was roi to be thrown on the mizbeach, that splatters on a beged, that beged requires kibbutz. That's a halacha in the Torah. It's a din in the Torah in Parshas Tzav. Kol asher yiga b'vsar yikdash v'asher yaze midama ala beged asher yaze ala tikabes b'makom kodesh. It says b'feirish in the Torah. Needs kvisa where? B'makom kodesh. Can you do that kvisa in the lishchos hazara? So again, the Gemara never discusses this. It never discusses whether it has these lishchos have a din of the azara for all these other halachos. So Nadav Yehuda writes that you can't be kobes in the lishchos. It's got to be the azara mamish. Because we find that the lishkos are not always like the azara, so in this regard they're not considered like the azara either. However, the Chizkuni writes the lishkos of b'nuyus b'chol b'suchos l'kodesh. Yes, you can do the kibbutz. So again, it's that gray area that difficult to put your finger on. What exactly is the status of these lishkos? And one final discussion in the Achronim. It says in many places in Shas, and this is in the Rishonim already actually, that but it says in many places in Shas that ein yeshiva b'azara el malchi beis David b'lvad, that no one is allowed to sit in the Azara except for people from the Malchus Beis David. So Tosfos writes in Maseches Yuman, Daf Chesam Beis, Tosfos writes, what about the Lishchos? Are the Lishchos that are Bnuyus B'chol P'suchos HaKodesh, is someone who's not from the Malchus Beis David allowed to sit there? So Tosfos says, yeah, mutter. However, the Gemara in Yuma says that it's us that sit in, seems to imply that it's us that sit in the Lishchos, because Gemara says,
if
in a context of the discussion of yeshiva ba'azara, the Gemara says, but what these lishkos have a din of kodesh. So you see from the Gemara, it sounds like the lishkos is usher to sit in, just like the azara. So that's what it sounds like from the Gemara. Sharamelech thinks the shita saramim is that you're allowed to sit in those lishkos. He says, because after all, since you can't shecht kachim in there, and it's usher betuma to enter there, so therefore they're not considered bebeis elukim nahalich beragesh. That the din of ein yeshiva ba'azara is bebeis elukim nahalich beragesh, that when you go into the Beis Hashem and you go into the house of Kodesh Baruch Hu, you have to go in with a sense of trepidation or whatever. What is that sense of trepidation? It's that there's shechita going on. It's that you can't go there when you're tamei midoraisa. It's that all those dinim. So if those dinim don't apply, then to those areas, to the areas of the lishkos, then the din of yeshiva ba'azara, visri yeshiva ba'azara, also won't apply to that area. So again, all of these chakiras, all of these discussions, all based on our Gemara, where the Gemara is just confused about what the status of the lishkos really is. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter. We're at the two dots on the bottom of Daf, Nun Vav Amar Aleph, says the Gemara Vayter. How do I know that dam becomes pasul with shkia sachama? If you shecht the korban today during the daytime, by the time the sun sets, that dam is no longer kosher, can no longer be used for the zrik on the mizbeach to achieve a kapara. Shenemar, because pasuk says biyom akrivu azivcho yeyachel, on the day that you're makriv your zevach, it should be eaten. Biyom sha'ato zevach ata makriv, but we see from there that biyom of the Zevach is also Hakrivo, is also the day of the Hakrava. The Hakrava is a reference to the Avodas Adam. Biyom Shiyata Zoveach, Iyata Makriv. If it's not the day that you shecht it on, well then you can't be Makriv on that day either. So you see that from the halachic standpoint, the Laila is considered a different day. That when it comes to that night after Shkia, you're not allowed to be Zorik the Dam because it's not Biyom anymore. It's not considered the same day. Asks the Evna Azel, asks Rav Zalman Meltzer in his Evna Azel, by Kachim we always have a rule throughout all of Shas, that by Kachim halayla holich achar yom sha'avar, even though normally in all of Halacha we always consider the Jewish calendar day to begin at night and then the day follows the night, by Kachim it's always the night following the day. Right, it's considered one day. That's why carbonos other than shlom, let's say carbon is eaten liyom v'layla. It's eaten for the day that you shecht it and the following night, because the following night is considered part of that same day. So if that's always going to be the halacha, how could we say that zrika la'achar shkia sachama is not considered the same day after sunset? What do you mean? It is the same day in regards to kachim days. The night following the day is the same day in regards to kachim days. So says Mrs. Al Meltzer, since there's another din by Avodas HaKarbanos of Biyom Tzavoso, that we learn from there that Zrikas Adam is not kosher Belaila, so we see in regards to Zrikas Adam an exception, Gezeres HaKosov, that this is an exception, that the Laila is not Halech HaKaryom, Tafkin regards to Zrikas Adam. There's a Chakir in the Achronim. Is the Hakpada of the Torah that the Shechita and the Zrika have to be on the same day? And that's why if you shecht before Shkia and you Zorik Lachar Shkia, it's going to be Pasul? Or maybe no. Maybe the din is that Dam is Nifsal B'Shkia Sachama. It's not a din of being the same day. I mean, that would answer the question. If it's not a din of being the same day, that's not the issue. The issue is just that Dam becomes Pasul B'Shkia Sachama. So that would certainly answer the Evanazel's question. His question was, I don't understand. Why should Dam not be allowed to be thrown at night? It's considered the same day in Kachim. So the answer might be, you're right, it's considered the same day in Kachim, but that's not the operative rule over here. What we're worried about by Dam is that there's a special din that Dam is Nifsal B'Shkia. Nothing to do with it being the same day. Especially if it's a din of Shkia, the way the Gemara says it is a din of Shkia, according to Rabbeinu Tam, and this is one of the big Tosfos in Shas, this big Tosfos over here, about Shitas Rabbeinu Tam in Zmanim, that everyone always talks about. That Rabbeinu Tam has all these, as much later Zman for Os Shabbos and for everything else, than the Gra and the Gaonim, that we are knowing to practice. So one of the points of discussion over here is, why would the Dam become Nifsal B'Shkia Sachama? According to Rabbeinu Tam, Shkia is not, it's not even Beinu Shmashos when the sun sets. Beinu Shmashos starts much later, three and a quarter milin after the sun first sets. That's when it's Beinu Shmashos. Then 4 milin later is when it's really Vaday Laila. So why would it, so maybe there's Dafka Adin that it's Nifsal B'Shkia, that Ein Achinami, it's the same day, of course it's daytime, but it's just a din that it's Nifsal B'Shkia. Says the Gemara, so how can you darshan that pasuk, tell me that Dam is Nifsal B'Shkia, but we need that pasuk to teach us Zondin that the Zman of the Achil of the Korban Shlamim is that day and the following day. So how can you use that din to teach that pasuk teach me the din of Dam Nifsal? What's the word akriva doing there? It's there to tell me that extra din, not just what the pasuk is needed for the Zman of the Achil Shlamim. It's there to tell me the din that Dam is has to be sprinkled on the day that you're that you shech the carbon. V'yom shi'ata zaveach yata makrav. The day that you're not shechting the carbon, you cannot be makrav the dam. I, frankly, Gemara, still am not convinced that's what the pasuk is saying. V'dilma hachik amar rachman, and maybe the pasuk is saying as follows. Ikarav dam ha'idna nis'achol basar ha'idna ulamachar. Ikarav dam l'machar nis'achol basar l'machar l'yom u'uchra. Maybe what the pasuk is telling me is, you have 2 days to eat the meat from when you first are makrav the dam. Not from when you shecht it, from when you first zorik the dam. So if you zorik the dam today when you shecht the carbon, so good, you can eat the meat today and tomorrow by a carbon shlamim. But if you shecht it today and you zorik the dam first tomorrow, maybe that's what the pasuk's telling me. You get an extension on the achila that you can eat the basar tomorrow and the following day. So imkei name akrab yom akrivu yechel. Then it should have just said yom akrivu yechel. Zivcho lamali. Why does it say zivcho? Shema mina b'yom shatu zaveach atam akrivu, b'yom shiatu zaveach yatam akrivu. That teaches us this din, that you can only be makriv on the day that you are zaveach. You cannot be makriv on a day that you are not zovech. It's an interesting question. Aviezvi writes, Rav Shach writes that he heard from the Brisker Rav that someone once asked Rav Chaim, according to Rabbeinu Tam Shita, that at Shkia Sachama, when the sun sets, it's still vadayom, right? Still has a din of vadayom. Elamai, the dam already becomes nifsal. At Shkia Sachama. So he says that based on that, it should be mutatid chametz on erev Pesach. After Shkia, according to Rabbeinu Tam. After Shkia. Why? Why is it that we're not allowed to eat chametz on Yudal and Nisan after Chatzos, on Erev Pesach after Chatzos? Because we learn from Sukkim that the Zman of the Akrava of the Korban Pesach, during the Zman of the Akrava of the Korban Pesach, there's Nisra of Achilas Chametz, right? That you're not allowed to have chametz when the Korban Pesach is being brought. So up until Shkia Sachama, you're still allowed to be makar of the Korban Pesach. After Shkia Sachama, you can't be makriv the Korban Pesach, because the dam is nifsal b'Shkia Sachama, because once Shkia happens, the dam already becomes pasul. So then, what's the din? Why should it be asur to eat chametz? It's not asur mishum erev Pesach, which is a din of Korban Pesach, because Korban Pesach can't be brought anymore. It's not asur mishum Pesach, because according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's not Pesach yet. It's not even suffik Pesach yet when you have Shkia Sachama. So that's what someone asked from a very sharp kasha. Someone asked from Chaim. According to Rabbeinu Tam, you should be allowed to eat chametz after Shkia Sachama on Erev Pesach. So Reb Chaim answered him, even though the dam becomes nifsal b'Shkia Sachama, it's still considered the Zman HaKravis HaPesach. The Zman HaKravis HaPesach is considered until Tseisa Kuchavim. And it's just that there's, and the Isra of Achilles Chametz is totally in the Zman of the Akrava, even though in a Chinami practically it wouldn't work out because there's an external side psul of the dam, but the Zman HaKravis HaPesach it still is. So Rav David Salvechik Shlita, the Rashiva of one of the Brisker Yeshivas, grandson of Reb Chaim. I think he's one of the youngest sons of the Brisker Rav. Writes that l'chora what Reb Chaim said is totally in the chakir we said before. Is the psul of shkia sachama psul of shkia in the dam that it's psul of shkia and therefore it's not that it becomes night. It's just and that it's a different day. It's just a psul that shkia is possible. So then you understand very well what the answer is. That the zman shkita is a pesach. You understand very well. Reb Chaim was saying, yeah, the zman shkita is a pesach is until tzeis. It's a din study, a side din that shkia sachama is apostles the dam and won't allow that krovas a pesach lachar shkia sachama. And that's a psul shkia. As opposed to saying that it's a din yom, a din being the same day, which would have, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's not at all the same day, right at Shkia. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter, Itmar, Hamachashiv La'or Shlishi, a little bit of a piggle discussion. Let's say a person is shechting carbon shlamim, How come in Shlomo you're allowed to eat the day you're shechting it, the night after you shecht it, and the following day? So a person shechting Karban Shlomo and he has a machshava that he wants to eat it the night after that. Not tonight, tomorrow night he wants to eat it. The Or Shlishi. Tulsa says it should be Or L'Shlishi, like Or L'Yadalid means the night before Yadalid. Le Or Shlishi would mean the night after Shlishi. So Tulsa says it should really be Or L'Shlishi. Okay, whatever it is. But you have, we know what it's talking about. You're having Machshava to eat it the following night. Chizkia Amar Kasher, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Pasul. Chizkia says Kasher, Rabbi Yochanan says Pasul. Chizkia Amar Kasher, Dalo Intik L'Shreifa. Chizkia says Kasher because on that night it's not yet time to burn the leftover carbon shlam. You don't burn it until the next morning. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Pasul, Da Itchile Me'achil. Rabbi Yochanan says it's Puzzle, that will puzzle the carbon mishum pigle because it's no longer a zman that you're allowed to eat the carbon shlamim. Ha'ochel la'or shlishi, what if you actually do eat on that night? Chizki amar pater, the lamentic l'shefa. Chizki will say you're pater from eating no sir because it's not yet something that can be burnt. Rabbi Yochanan amar chayiv, da itchile me'achil. Rabbi Yochanan will say, no, you're chayiv because it's already past the time of the achila. So the first question was about having a machshava to eat it on the third night. Second question was about actually eating on the third night. Either way, you have this machlokas, Chizki and Rabbi Yochanan. Tanya kavasid Rabbi Yochanan. We have a brisa that supports Rabbi Yochanan. Kachim and achalim liyom echad, mechashrim d'dam and mishatish. Kachim that could be eaten for one day, which is not the carbon shlam, most other kachim can only be eaten for one day. So you mechashvin b'daman mishatishka achama, that the machshava of the dam from after shkia sachama already will ruin it because the dam becomes nifsal at shkia. Ubebsarun beimurein mishayal amud hashachar, but the basar and the emurim is only from amud hashachar the next morning. But so that's not our topic. What we're interested in is the next line. Kachem anecholim l'shnei yamim v'layla achas. What about kachem that could be eaten for 2 days and one night? Mechashrim b'dam mishatishka achama. So certainly any machshav of Zrikas Adam outside of that day after shkias achama, that's no good, because we just learned that shkia passels the dam. Ube emurein mishyal amur ha-shachar, the emurim after amur ha-shachar, that makes sense. Ube b'saran mishatishka achama shel shnei yamim. And the basar from the time of shkias achama on the second day. So what do you see? That already by the second night, it's already past the zman, it's already considered to be possible, it's already considered to be nosar. Tan Rabbanan, we have a brisa, yachlu yunechal in la'ar shlishi. How do I know that the carbon taka can't be eaten on the ar shlishi, on the third night? Vidinu, because I might have thought that it's logical to say that the carbon shlam should be allowed to be eaten on the third night for the following reason. Zvachim nechal in l'shnei yamim. Some carbonas can be eaten for one day, some carbonas can be eaten for 2 days. Mazvachim nechal in l'yom echad laila achareyan. Just like those that can be eaten for one day, you're allowed to eat it the night that follows that one day. So I would say the same thing with kabbanas that could be eaten for 2 days. That you should say the nights follow those days, and that you should be allowed to eat it on those nights as well. Meaning what the Gemara is saying is, logically we would have said that if you tell me a karm chum could be eaten for 2 days, it should also be able to be eaten for the 2 nights that follow those days. You can only be eaten during the daytime, cannot be eaten, well, it's still daytime on the second day, cannot be eaten when it's already nighttime after the second day. Yachol Yisrof Miyad, so you might think, okay, good, if I can't eat it that night, I should burn it right away. Not wait till the next morning to burn it, it's already pasul that night, so burn it right away. V'dinu, and that's very logical, because after all, Zvachim Nechol Niyam Echol, Zvachim Nechol Meshrei Yamim. Some Gemara can be eaten for 1 day, some for 2 days. Mazvachim Nechol Niyam Echol, Tekev Lachilas Reifa, just like those that could be eaten for 1 day. The din is you burn it as soon as you can no longer eat it, because those that could be eaten for 1 day could be eaten for that day. Let's say I shechted today. I can eat it today and tonight, and as soon as I can't eat it anymore, which is at the end of the night, mainly you got to burn it right away. It's take of lachi l'sreifa. So I would say, take of lachi l'sreifa. So too, korbanos that could be eaten for 2 days. You should have to burn it immediately. Take of lachi l'sreifa. Tam lomer b'yom ha-shlishi ba'ishi sareif. That's why Pasuk says, no, on the third day, you burn it in fire. Biyoma tesorf, viyatesorf, b'layla. That you burn it on the third day, not at nighttime. Now there is a famous machlokas tanaim in Maseches Pesachim, what the latest time to eat the Korban Pesach is. Some say the Zman Achilim in the Torah is all night until Alos HaShachar. Rav Elazar ben Azariah, though, says that the Zman Achilim in the Torah is only until Chatzos HaLaila. So the Achronim have the following Diyun. According to Rav Elazar ben Azariah, that Mido Uraisa, you can only eat the Korban Pesach until Chatzos. What if you have a Machshava of eating Korban Pesach La'achar Chatzos? Is that considered Machshava's Chutz L'Zmana? Will that make the Korban Pigel? It's after you have a machshava not to eat it the next day, to eat it after chatzos. So says the Tzlach in Maseches Brachos, that is our machlokas, Chizkiya and Rabbi Yochanan. It's the same exact machlokas. It's tali in our machlokas. According to Chizkiya, the machshava sachilas basar shlamim on the third night is not considered a machshava's pigel because it's not yet time to burn it. So who adin by machshava sachilas basar pesach, when you have a machshava to eat the basar pesach after chatzos, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, would not be considered a machshava's pigel because it's not yet time to burn it until the morning. Whereas according to Rabbi Yochanan, who holds that if you have a machshava to eat the basar shlamim on the third night, that is machshava's pigel. So too, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, having machshava to eat it after chatzos will be a machshava's pigel. That's the Tzlach's very sharp chiddush. It's sharp, but not everyone agrees with it. The Karanor over here, the Torah Heaven and Maseches Megillah say that no, even Rabbi Yochanan thinks that when it comes to Korban Shlamim, having a machshava for the third night is a machshava's pigel, is going to be moda that if you have a machshava to eat Basar Pesach after Chatzos, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that it's not going to be considered machshava chutz l'zmana. Why? What's the difference between on a Korban Shlamim machshava for the third night and a Korban Pesach a machshava for after Chatzos, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, is that by Kachim Kalim, after Shkia Sachama of the second day, you are now chayiv for eating it mishum nosar, according to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan holds, eating it then is chayiv mishum nosar. By basar pesach lachar chatzos, it doesn't have a din of nosar. You're not allowed to eat it, but it doesn't have a din of, you know, I shouldn't say not allowed to eat it. According to these achronim, you might be allowed to eat it even. You're not mekayim the mitzvah when you eat it after chatzos. But it's not an isser of achilas nosar when you eat it after chatzos. So it's not as strongly in the chutz l'zmano camp, even according to Rabbi Yochanan's shita, as it is by shlamim on the third night, which is certainly in the chutz l'zmano camp. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll read the last Mishnah and try to make a run for it and finish the parak.